Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, NFL draft on Thursday. You can hear it all right here on Sports Radio 610. Texans don't have a first-round pick, but we, of course, will be carrying the first round of the draft here, Texans Radio. And then Friday out at the draft party, out there right in front of George R. Brown Convention Center, will be Mark Vandermeer and John Harris and one Seth C. Payne on the coverage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. I'll remind you the day of, too. Don't worry.
I'll be caffeinated, too. That always takes something out of me. I know my bedtime's usually pretty damn early during the week, so on those draft broadcasts, I get amped up. And then I don't sleep for, like, 36 hours afterwards.
Yes.
If you're not used to drinking caffeine at night and then you have a bunch of caffeine, it just pretty much ruins your weekend right there.
That's what day three is for. You can just kick back and kind of just reset and watch what the Texans do on day three of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say probably the biggest draft story as far as the draft overall goes, because I think Caleb Williams is a lock to go number one, is what's going to happen at number two. And there's been a lot of drama swirling around Jaden Daniels and the Washington Redskins. I'm sorry, Washington Commanders. Oops. Washington Commanders. It seems like, though, after all the drama earlier this week of Jaden Daniels' agent kind of weighing in on the methodology that the Commanders are using to vet these quarterbacks,
did he weigh in or not? Am I missing something, or did he just like give the most cryptic kind of side eye something and?
That's weighing in these days.
Yeah, I keep seeing these synopsis by Schefter and everything, and like the only evidence they point to is like, ooh, he tweeted a confusing emoji. All right.
Yeah, all right. I would think that there are some back channels where guys like Schefter through the agency community are interpreting that. Yeah, no, I get it.
I hate the Nugget Hussies so much.
This is the world we live in. But the Nugget Hussies seem to have arrived at a similar place now with this number two overall pick. This is Todd McShay. Yes, remember Todd McShay? He used to work for ESPN. He's out on his own now. He was on Pardon My Take yesterday. Here's what he's hearing about the number two overall pick.
I promise you, of the dozens of calls that I've made from January to now with guys in the league, general managers, personnel directors, scouts, all over the league, there isn't one person I've spoken to that believes that Drake May should be drafted number two over Jaden Daniels.
Ooh.
I even talked to teams going back to February, where teams were like, yeah, we're still debating between Caleb and Jaden at number one. Okay. So it was like that first tier has been for teams has always been kind of Caleb and Jaden. And then the second tier is Drake. And then the third tier is JJ McCarthy.
Yeah. I did the same thing last year with Will Levis, where I'm like looking, because, you know, I'm not a quarterback expert, but I'm watching Will Levis and I'm wondering exactly how people are talking about him as a top three dude. And I figured I must be missing something. So you go around and you talk to people and you watch like all these various former quarterbacks and coaches talk about it. And nobody liked Will Levis.
Right.
And likewise with Drake May. The biggest thing that scares me about Drake May, if I were a Washington fan, is that, man, all right, Jaden Daniels, maybe the biggest knock is people aren't sure if he has, like, really the arm strength to really drive the ball outside the numbers, downfield, all of this other stuff. But he's very accurate, gets rid of the ball on time, throws with touch, seems like he's really smart, plays within structure, can play outside of structure, all those things. With Drake May, Like, so there's plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL who have made it without having awesome arm strength. With Drake May, the biggest concern is that thing that, like, no good NFL quarterback does, which is, like, screwing up the easy throws. Like, Drake May just throwing it into the dirt for no damn reason somewhat regularly on the on intermediate routes and shorter routes and all these things. Like, the good quarterbacks in the NFL, first and foremost, do the simple stuff really well. And then you add on to that some of the circus throws. So I don't get it with Drake May. I don't get any speculation that he would go number two overall unless Washington is going to succumb to the various S2 and advanced stats and all of this other stuff at the expense of just that very basic bare bones accuracy and consistency quarterbacks need.
Would you take him three overall if you're the Patriots? I mean, I know we're talking about Washington here, but if you were the Patriots, what would you do at three?
I think the really big question is, all right, does Drake May, based on their interviews and everything else, does he have like the actual drive to fix whatever issues are causing him to be inaccurate like that? Like, it's a matter of, you know, can he hammer down his mechanics? And I guess, like, these days, increasingly, given how much instruction these kids get, I feel like if they've gotten through a few years of college and they haven't seen fit to fix a lot of major issues, then what the hell good are they?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, you know, dude, if you're a self-starter, if you got it in you, the resources are all there. Like, you can honestly, you can go die. I don't need you if you're not obsessive about this stuff. And that's why, again, like, C.J. Stroud learned how to throw a ball tightly and compactly from damn YouTube.
I was just going to say that. The guy with the best mechanics out of all of them watched YouTubes of Drew Brees.
It's the poor kid that had to figure it out on his own,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The kids with their fancy tutors and everything, they're un-American. They're bad for America is what they are.
That's right. Daniel Jeremiah.
Unless they take advantage. If they do it, you know, if they take advantage of those stuff and they show they're obsessed about it, then yeah.
Daniel Jeremiah was on the Pat McAfee show, and he has been a Drake May guy all along, and even he now is coming to the side of Daniels to Washington.
I had talked to people that, had been discussing this with Dan Quinn and his buddies around the league, and they said he kept talking about, I need to find my Matt Ryan, and I went to the Super Bowl with Matt Ryan. So that's why I was kind of hung up on, and I was sitting there going like, okay, well, that feels like Drake May it would be kind of more that type of player. So that's why I've been thinking this whole process that Drake May, you know, fits better with Washington. And then now as you're coming down the home stretch, it's like, okay, there's too much. Like, it's at some point in time, it's like, I can't inject my own personal opinion here. This is just overwhelming that everybody's that I talk to is saying that it's going to be Jaden. So that's why I have it there now.
So the information chain tells him Jaden Daniels right now.
And, you know, Daniel Jeremiah, to his credit, will buck the trends when he feels like something's just not making sense. Because he'll go back to that 2021 draft. And he thought all along, for a long time, on his mock drafts, or at least when he was talking about it, he didn't think it made any sense that he thought the 49ers were going to take Trey Lance. But all the chatter was that, nope. It's a done deal. They want Mac Jones.
Yep.
Everybody knows it. So he succumbed to the groupthink, and he's regretted it ever since. So last year, he refused to believe that the Texans weren't taking a quarterback. No matter how loud all of the chatter got about the Texans not taking a quarterback, and everybody was changing their mock drafts because of it, he refused, and he ended up putting having C.J. Stroud go to the Texans. So likewise here, I feel like, man, it must be pretty loud chatter that Jaden Daniels going there for Daniel Jeremiah to just base it on that.
Yep. Here's one more. It's Adam Schefter. So everybody weighing in here. Looks like the number two pick sewn up. It's going to be Jaden Daniels if we're believing all the Nugget Hussies. Here's Schefter, the king of the Nugget Hussies.
The fact of the matter is this is the draft. This is not free agency. You know, Jaden Daniels is going to go where he's drafted, and he's going to be happy about it. And if it is, in fact, Washington that drafts him, then I think Jaden Daniels is going to be perfectly content to go to Washington and be the face of the franchise and take over as the quarterback of the Commanders. And that's the way I continue to think it's trending to go. Now, the Commanders have not finalized that decision. Could they change their mind? Sure. Could something happen? Sure. Could a team make a last-minute offer? Sure. Anything's possible. Draft week and things happen. But if you're asking me the most likely scenario, is that the Commanders stay at 2 and take Jaden Daniels, in my mind.
Okay, you can tell Schefter's in his car shuffling around with something there. With a little noise in the back. I was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Adam Schefter.
The one thing about some of the Nugget Hussies that I do like and appreciate is the fact that they, it's a show of status that they're allowed to be on their phones as they're talking to somebody else. Like if you're talking to Schefter while he's doing an interview with him and he looks at his phone, that's not like the height of disrespect at all. If anything, you get excited as an interviewer because like, oh, wow, he's probably getting a text from a GM or an agent or something right now.
Yes.
Maybe he's going to break news,
yep.
All of that. So, yeah, him shuffling around isn't nearly as big a deal as if some other personality is shuffling around.
Nope. Here's one more.
The other big thing that Schefter's been saying all along is that this little social media incident where it looked like Jaden Daniels' agent might have been given the side eye, it goes along with buzz that Jaden Daniels has been interested in going places other than Washington.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a little bit of a stare down as to whether Jaden Daniels might really just try to resist even being drafted by Washington.
Apparently, from what I'm reading, they took all four of those guys to play Topgolf.
Topgolf, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So is taking them, that makes more sense than rock, paper, scissors, I will say that.
It's they want to see how they do under pressure or all of that.
I kind of like it.
It's so bogus. How do you like it though? Like, okay, if those four guys, maybe a couple of them don't play golf at all. Maybe one of them doesn't want to get, you know, doesn't play golf specifically because it throws up. I don't know.
Let me clarify. I don't like it as a basis of judging which quarterback to select. I just think it's fun. I would love to be there to watch those four quarterbacks go against each other playing top golf. That's all. Yeah.
They should have gone to Dave and Buster's and done skee ball. They could have done kind of video game or something. You could play golf at Dave and Buster's.
Golden Tee. As I was just going to say, you play Golden Tee, and that evens the playing field if there's one or two of these guys that don't actually know how to swing a club.
Yeah.
You know? CJ said he's picking up golf this offseason. I almost feel like if you're a quarterback in the NFL, you almost have to be good at golf. It feels like a rule almost, you know?
Some of those, remember that article that was in the Athletic, or maybe it was on ESPN.com, about just the various interview techniques the coaches use when they're interviewing other coaches?
Mm-hmm.
And there were, some you very much got the sense, and there's one of the air raid guys, that, like, the coach, the college guys, it was one of these air raid coaches that like basically just wanted to find out if he actually liked the guy or not. So they go, the interview would start with like having some beers at a bar, mm-hmm. and then you might talk about nothing that has anything to do with football for the first few hours. The guy just wants to see if there's a personality fit. Maybe it's as simple as that. Like, you know, without it being an alpha test or anything like that, you're just trying to see, hey, do I actually like the, like, the, if this is somebody that I want to be in my organization for the next 15 years or so, is this somebody that I feel like that I'm going to enjoy being around?
Especially at that position.
It's
a very front-facing position, you know?
Yeah.
So I could definitely see that. Here's one more from Adam Schefter. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker here in a couple of minutes. Schefter says that New England, we just talked about the number 3 overall pick, maybe if they don't like Drake May and he falls to New England, maybe they move out of there. They're listening to calls right now.
New England's going to listen to teams that call. The two teams in my mind that I've been able to ascertain that have been the most active calling up to number 3 have been the Minnesota Vikings, number 1. And I think second, if we're going to quantify it, is the New York Giants. Those are the two teams that have expressed an interest in moving up to number 3. Now, whether they can get up to number 3 is a whole other issue. Whether New England is willing to go back is a whole other issue. It's going to take a lot. And so I don't know ultimately that New England is going to move off that pick. New England may just stay right where it is.
I was about to say poor Daniel Jones, but he's got like $75 million guaranteed.
Yeah. He's not is poor. Yeah.
The Giants, the Giants moving up to draft Drake May and swap out Daniel Jones for Drake May. I think I might prefer Daniel Jones.
Just play it out.
Yeah.
Because you're committing for at least a couple years to Drake May.
It's hard, man. I can't get Daniel Jones' face out of my mind. Like, and that,
you're
that
swapping one bad face for another in this
last
whole thing.
Where he just, does he not look like, he just looks like a guy in a movie that's like, bland and boring, but bad stuff happens too.
Yeah,
he's like, he's the main character's husband,
yeah.
you know, and like, and he's not a bad guy, but he's not there. Interesting whatsoever.
He's
whatever it is about Daniel Jones, he's very much not the main character of the plot. And yet there he is. He's your quarterback.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to the hotline now, and I know this guy's got tons of thoughts on the draft coming up here in the offseason. I think this is our first conversation with the great Ross Tucker since the Texans became one of the big stories of the offseason. Ross, how we doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. Happy draft week, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. You know, we got some new uniforms dropping today, and we got the draft coming up this week, and we got all kinds of new guys on the Texans. We're feeling good right now. What's been the observation from you so far watching the Texans from where you are?
Well, so first of all, is every team getting new uniforms this year? I mean, what
so
is
far
like,
it's the Lions.
Like every day, every day there's a new uniform reveal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like every day there's a different team with a new uniform reveal. I didn't get the memo that evidently every team is getting new uniforms this year.
Yeah.
Number two, I love what the Texans did for the most part this offseason. I love the fact that they recognize what they have in C.J. Stroud, and what they have is one of the best, if not the best, rookie season by a quarterback we've ever seen. They know they have something really, truly special, and they want to try to take advantage of it, which is why they were so aggressive in the spring so far, you know, free agency, obviously the trade for Diggs, to try to go for it now while they can, while they have them on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about what Nick Caserio is doing. I don't really understand the contract adjustment for Diggs. That was sort of the one bone I would have to pick with Caserio and what he did. I liked that trade a lot more before they made it a one-year deal. I mean, a one-year deal for a second-round pick, and you gave him a $3.5 million raise. That sounds pretty rich to me. And by the way, I wish in my next lifetime I want to be like a diva receiver. Those, it always works out for those guys. They always get to the team they want to get to. They always get the money they want to get. Like, we always are like, oh, this guy does this, this guy does that. Meanwhile, that guy's like on a team he wants to be on, making more money. Like, Stephon Diggs went from four more years in Buffalo to a $3.5 million raise in Houston, and he's a free agent.
That's where, Ross, I think that's one thing. We know that very well in Houston because, look, I mean, we saw James Harden or various other athletes who technically, Deshaun Watson, that technically don't have any leverage at all. You've got as much leverage as you want as long as you're willing to be a big enough of a pain in the ass, you know? And I think that's more than anything, I think Nick Caserio kind of acknowledges that and realizes like, okay, look, I'm not going to get bent out of shape about whether it's right or whether it's wrong. It's like for the very reason Buffalo was doing anything they could to get Stephon Diggs out of there. I think the Texans look at it and think, all right, well, look, he's going to be a headache because if after this year, he's got very little guaranteed money left on his contract, and you're going to have to do something with him regardless. So let's make it official and just get him on his best behavior, just like he was in Buffalo for the first couple of years. And let's call it what it is. You're paying money in this rookie quarterback contract window to rent players to try to get a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess the thing I think about, right, is I know the idea is he'll be happy because you gave him the $3.5 million extra for this year, and he'll be motivated because he's going to be a free agent. I guess I wonder a little bit about what if the opposite happens in the sense that he knows he's a free agent and he wants to be putting up numbers so he can get paid again, and the ball is going to Nico Collins or the ball is going to Tank Dell. You know, is Diggs just happy, and maybe he will be because it's only a one-year arrangement, or does he start to get frustrated that he's not getting the ball enough and become a problem in that regard because he realizes he needs to put up numbers to get that one last big contract?
You know, I think that those are all very valid concerns. I think the one thing is I've thought about all that same stuff for us. When I look at Buffalo in the last third of last season where Joe Brady came in as the offensive coordinator and did a lot of really good things to try to advance Josh Allen as a quarterback, make him more of a full field read type of guy. I think there were a lot of times where when the ball was supposed to go to Stephon Diggs, it didn't, or when it did go to him, they were inaccurate throws. Like Josh Allen still had a lot of some of the deep ball inaccuracy, and Stephon Diggs didn't respond to it the right way. But I do think that C.J. Stroud is at a different level already mentally than Josh Allen is as a quarterback, and that when the ball's supposed to go to Stephon Diggs, it's going to go to Stephon Diggs. If it's not going to him by game plan or what have you, I think there's less valid reason for Stephon Diggs to get disgruntled about it as there was last year.
You know what I think is funny about that too is I want to like sit down with Stephon Diggs sometime and be like, hey, you know you were playing with Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, Josh Allen in Buffalo, and now like what are you even complaining about?
Yeah. compared to what other guys have, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, can I show you? Have you met Zach Wilson? Okay, are you familiar with Bryce Young?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it could, like Stephon, it could have been way, way, way worse. I mean, he's had, you know, certainly a top half of the league quarterback and arguably top 10, like his whole career, and he's still not happy. I mean, some people, listen, we all know people like this in life, right? And I don't ever buy this whole thing. And I like Stephon and my dealings with him. I've interviewed him a couple times. It's been awesome, awesome. And I love what he does before the game where he throws the ball into the stands, the fans. There's a lot of good qualities about him. But I'll never buy, like, when a guy is being a malcontent. My least favorite thing is when someone says, he's just such a competitor. he just wants to win that bad. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool. So I didn't realize that. So all the other players, they don't really care that much. Like, they just, like, the reason why they don't act like jerks is because they don't want to win as much as him. Oh, okay, that's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Try using that with your wife, you know? Sorry, honey, I'm just such a competitor.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. So, yeah, I've never really bought that part of it, that the guy is just such a competitor. I don't know how this seemingly happens with him quite a bit, but it keeps working, so more power to him, I guess.
Well, this last one on Diggs, and then we'll move on to something else, Ross. But you've mentioned before, when we bring up D'Amico Ryans, you're very familiar with the Philadelphia chapter of D'Amico Ryans and how revered he was up there. Obviously, we're super familiar with the Houston part of it down here. How much of keeping Stephon Diggs in line, you know, how much of this, I guess, gamble the Texans are making here is predicated on, hey, D'Amico will handle this just fine?
You know, that's a really interesting point, Sean, that I hadn't considered. And I would say because D'Amico played, because, you know, he's not really that much older than these guys, I do think he probably has a pretty good handle on how to deal with these situations. And I think that probably is frankly, one of the reasons why he's the coach there and one of the reasons why he was so successful last year. And I do think that probably contributed to Caserio's decision a little bit, is that the belief that, you know, no matter what's going on, that, you know, D'Amico Ryans will be able to keep it all together and keep Stephon Diggs focused on the right things.
Ross, given again that, yeah, you cover the Eagles, you do a lot of their games, you live up in that area. Are people up there really upset that apparently the Eagles cheated in getting Saquon Barkley while in competition with the Texans for his services? I mean, are they upset that like apparently just out of some animosity over the World Series, they screwed over the Texans?
Wait, is that? I had not heard that. I had not heard that the Texans were in on Saquon and that's how it went down. Tell me about that.
They had made an offer, apparently, and it was a couple million short of what the Eagles offered, allegedly, reportedly. So now I am just, look, Saquon Barkley, the allegation is that Howie Roseman spoke to Saquon Barkley when he should have only been speaking to his agent, so there might be tampering charges. If so, I mean, I don't think Nick Caserio actually called Saquon Barkley up personally to give him his assurances. It feels like the Texans should get the draft pick that the Eagles will be penalized.
Yeah.
You know what I always think is so funny about that? As if that made any difference whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like, even if that did happen, as if, like, Saquon Barkley sitting there with his wife and family and being like, you know what? The money's the same. Actually, the Texans are offering more money, but Howie Roseman liked me enough to call me before the tampering period started, and Nick Caserio didn't. Like, it makes no difference, right? Like, he ultimately was going to go to the situation he wanted to go to, which has a lot to do with money, and I think in his case probably a lot. I mean, he's from Allentown. He's from 45 minutes northwest of Philadelphia. There's a lot of value for him to stay in the Northeast. I know you're kind of tongue in cheek a little bit, but it sounds like there's going to be some discipline for the Falcons with whatever they did with Kirk Cousins. I mean, that was a little bit different because it sounds like the Falcons maybe had their trainer like talking with Cousins about his rehab from the Achilles and some stuff, and you can't. I mean, the whole thing is a joke. Like, okay, if we're gonna do that, then why don't we put a microphone on all these conversations at the combine? Because I'm pretty sure at the combine they might be talking about players that aren't free agents yet. Like, call me crazy, but I think that might happen.
No, Ross, I honestly, we were asking this morning whether this is specifically because Mike Florio won't let this stuff go. Stuff happens. You hear it all the time where somebody will say something in a press conference and you're kind of like, if somebody wanted to pursue that, that sounds a little bit like tampering. But nobody pursues it. And so I feel like everything you said is true. At the combine, the agents are talking to people who are talking to me. Sometimes there's players, like prospective free agents, that have shown up at the combine before for whatever reason. So I think as long as it's like a don't ask, don't tell policy, but Florio starts telling everybody and then the league feels like they have to do something about it.
Well, so first of all, the league is only going to do anything if you make it really blatant and obvious, right? Like, They can't have stuff that's blatant and obvious that makes them look bad. And I guess whatever Cousin said about the trainer was not a good look. And you have to understand, Florio is a lifelong Vikings fan. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Oh, so is he really?
Oh, yeah, lifelong Vikings fan.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell by some of his posts sometimes, but I just happen to know that. It's the only team that he it's the only team that he's irrational about, right? It's so funny to like watch his posts because it's everybody. It's every human being, right? Like, he can be totally rational for every other team. And then meanwhile, like midway through a Vikings game, it'll be like, they need to cut Cousins. It's over for him. He's done. You know what I mean? Like, or like 3 weeks later, it's like Josh Dobbs, comeback player of the year, you know, when he had that game against the Falcons or whatever. It's just funny. It's like, it's such a good, like, if someone just parsed his posts for every team in the NFL and then compared them to his post for the Vikings, it's like a classic example of how people are just different when it's their team or it's the team that they're a fan of.
We got to go look, Seth, at some point during a break and see what Florio was saying about the Diggs trade. Because I'm guessing, Ross, he's got a bad taste in his mouth about Stephon Diggs in general, just going back to 2020 when he asked out of Minnesota, probably.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah, I can't remember, but
yeah,
yes, I'm sure he does on some level.
Ross Tucker joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Ross, what's your favorite angle or most intriguing thing leading up to Thursday night in the first round of the draft?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could give you something unique or different. I guess I just think, you know, how it all unfolds. I would say picks like 2 through 5, mm-hmm, with the quarterbacks, I think, is really interesting. I mean, there's a little bit of smoke there about Jaden Daniels not wanting to play in Washington. And his agent, it feels like it's amateur hour for his agent with social posts basically questioning the Commanders' pre-draft process. Like, how does that help you at all if right. you're the agent?
Right.
I mean, and people say, well, he's doing it on purpose. He doesn't want to play for them. Well, if that's the case, it needs to be a heck of a lot more overt about it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just have, like, an emoji post. Like, if you're trying to not get there, you got to be like, we're not playing for them ever. I'm not playing for the Commanders. The stink of Snyder still stays there. You know, like,
yeah.
You can't just have, like, a thinking emoji, right? Like, that's not going to do it for you. So, that's interesting. And then the Patriots at 3, I've seen where, you know, they're the only team in the league that doesn't have a GM. It's just like, some of these teams, it's like, why do you think you're smarter than everybody else to not have a GM? Like, why do you think they didn't want to give Elliot Wolf the title? I don't know. And so supposedly the president, Jonathan Kraft, is heavily involved. And I have a tough time picturing them not drafting a quarterback, but I guess there's a chance that they could get a king's ransom for someone like the Vikings to move up to 3. So I think that, you know, that's just very, very interesting. I think you guys can appreciate this, but, and I wrote this in my column for the 33rd team this week. Mm-hmm. I just think it's an awful position to be in for like the Broncos and the Vikings. I mean, you're picking 11 and 12. Yeah. And everybody and their brother knows you need a quarterback. That's bad. I mean, especially when the first 3 picks are probably quarterbacks to quarterback needy teams. Yeah. So now you're in a position where you have to fight, scratch, and claw to trade a ton to get up to 4
right.
to take the 4th quarterback off the board. I mean, that is a bad. And maybe it works out, right? Maybe it's like Stroud. Maybe the 4th quarterback off the board is the best one this year, like Stroud was last year. But the odds of that are very unlikely. And to put yourself in that position, people, they don't have to take a quarterback. Okay, yeah, they can go ahead and have Jarrett Stidham or Zach Wilson start for the Broncos and have nobody watch the games and mediocre or Sam Darnold for the Vikings. That's not happening. Like they're going to do everything they can to try to get this quarterback. And it's just a lot of effort and a lot of assets for the 4th or 5th best quarterback in the draft.
Which of these guys, if they go early, feels the most like, oh my gosh, this is like this guy would have been in the 3rd round or 4th round a few years ago. Like if the Broncos end up with like Bo Nix, is that a jaw dropping? Like man,
I think Bo Nix is the one. I think Bo Nix is the one that jumps to mind if he goes in the 1st round. Which by the way, what's interesting about that is for weeks. Like, people have been coming on the show, my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and saying, I really think Bo Nix is an ideal Sean Payton guy. Bo Nix is a perfect fit for Sean Payton. Like, it got to the point where, like, when the 3rd guy said it, I was like, did you guys have a meeting, like, where you talked about this? Like, what is going on here where everybody's saying the same thing? You know, I mean, I don't know if that was, like, scuttlebutt coming out of the combine or what, but it's like, everybody's saying Bo Nix is a Sean Payton guy.
You know what I think that is? I think like Bo Nix, I believe he's the son of a coach. He's been around forever. Like, I think that they look at him as a guy who's mentally tough enough to be coached hard by Sean Payton.
I'm old enough, Seth. I remember vividly when his dad, Patrick Nix, was the quarterback at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be interesting, man. Ross Tucker joining us here on Sports Radio 610. So, Ross, you mentioned the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which is great. Never a bad time of year to be subscribing to that. And we've got Mother's Day coming up here in a couple of weeks here. A little myfrontpage.com for mom might be a good thing, right?
Well, you know, and I don't know, like, I have to get Mother's Day gifts for my mom and my wife. I'm terrible. Like, I really, other than like a gift card or take them out to dinner, I really can't ever think of anything. Thank goodness my buddy started this company called myfrontpagestory.com. Literally talk to a writer for 10 minutes while you're driving home from work. You can just fill out an email real quick. They write this unbelievable story. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper about your mom or your wife, whoever you're getting it for. Like, it looks like it's on the cover of the Houston Chronicle, framed, beautiful pictures of you and the kids. And honestly, just being able to say, I want to do something special for you, Mom, so I had a story written about you. I'm just telling you, both of you guys, everybody listening, if you get one of these for your mom and they don't cry, I'll be shocked. If you get one of these for your mom and she doesn't cry, I'll send you a signed autograph in the mail. Myfrontpagestory.com. Myfrontpagestory.com. By far, the best Mother's Day gift of all time, trust me.
If someone wants a Ross Tucker autograph really badly, they're going to be like, Mom, don't cry. Don't cry. I want my Ross Tucker autograph.
Ross, I got to tell you, my mom is a woman who succeeded in business in the 1980s. She's basically formed an ability to close herself off from all emotion. She had me the hardest, toughest dude in the room lots back in the day.
That is awesome. I love that. Hey, get her one anyway. Get her one that commemorates that.
Yeah.
Payne. Mama Payne deserves the front page treatment. Myfrontpagestory.com.
Oh, that's good stuff. You doing good, Ross? We haven't talked to you in a while. Just overall, how things going, man?
Oh, man, doing awesome. March was epic. I skied 13 days in a row. I'm enjoying the off season, fellas. That's good, for sure. It's you know, being home on weekends is like a wild thing, you know, to be able to take some trips or be with my kids. My one daughter is the lead in the play this upcoming weekend. I can't wait. I know nothing about theater people. They look at me weird. Like, they know that I'm not one of them, and I know I'm not one of them, and it's okay. My daughter
cool.
is, and I'm here.
Yeah, everybody's cool. They
do
know.
Do you know the name of the production?
Yeah, it's Seussical.
Oh, music.
It's called Seussical.
Musical.
It's like a Dr. Seuss adaptation. It's wild, by the way, because this is not like some school play. She's done that before. She's 12. This is a professional play. Like, it's 10 shows. The ticket's like $50, and
she got
the lead. It's bananas. Like, I watch her, and I'm like totally in awe that I produce someone that can sing that well, because that's not me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. At all.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. That's well, congratulations, man. That's really cool. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, maybe I should get her when this is all over, Sean. Maybe I should get her a story from myfrontpagestory.com.
You should. And if she cries, if she doesn't cry, then you give yourself an autograph of yourself to you. That's good stuff. Myfrontpagestory.com. Get there for mom or for the wife, the girlfriend, anybody important in your life. Ross Tucker, he is important in our football life here. Ross, we appreciate catching up with you, man. That was fun.
Absolutely. Great to talk with you guys. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks, Ross. Talk to you soon. And you can get him on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast as well. He's our Odyssey NFL insider throughout the season. Good to catch up with Ross and get some of his
regular
takes.
Regular Blythe Danner just putting out thespians in his family.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. We didn't have time to see if he's one of those helicopter actor dads, you know.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure not either. Yeah,
I guess when I used to do the youth theater stuff, there were a couple dads that were kind of.
And they ain't Ross.
It was like right back to high school. Yeah. I was like, the jocks will go hang out over here and act like we don't like this stuff. Yeah.
We have yet to hear from Stefon Diggs about the Stefon Diggs trade. But we've now heard from one of the principals in maybe what got Stefon Diggs up and out of Buffalo. We'll hear from Josh Allen on the Stefon Diggs trade coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.